welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how lateral work can improve your horse's straightness. Now, straightness is the fifth of the dressage scales of training, and it's crucial to your horse's overall way of going and physical development. But how can lateral work improve your horse's straightness? Because surely making your horse go sideways will prevent him from being straight. Well, not quite. In this podcast episode, we're going to explain why suppleness is an essential element of straightness in the dressage horse, and how lateral work can help that. So firstly, what is straightness? Well, a horse is said to be straight when his body is aligned to the path that he is following. So when the horse is moving on a straight line, such as a centre line, his body is aligned in a straight line from his nose to tail, with his hind feet following in the tracks left by his front feet. Now, when moving on a curved line, such as a circle or through a corner, the horse's hind feet should still follow the tracks left by his front feet. Now, although the horse should bend uniformly to follow the arc of the circle, his body should still be in alignment, and therefore, straight. So how does straightness feel? Well, when you're riding straight lines, you will have an even weight in both reins, and your body weight will feel evenly distributed in both stirrups and seat bones. Now also, you will be able to ride circles, loops and turns equally on both reins, and your horse's ears will remain level and there'll be no tilting at the pole. Now in both instances, if you're riding on a freshly rolled arena, you should see only one set of tracks. So that covers feeling straightness, but how do you go about feeling crookedness? Well, just as people are right or left-handed, horses are naturally stiffer to one side than the other. So if your horse is stiff to the left, he will find it more comfortable to carry his shoulders out to the left and his quarters to the right. Now, common issues for riders with horses that are not straight include the horse's quarters coming in on straight lines, the horse falling through the outside shoulder around circles and through corners, the horse could lean in on a circle and through corners, the horse could bring his quarters in through transitions, and the horse could bend the complete wrong way around circles, and the rider is unable to ride accurately sized and placed circles. So now we know how to identify both crookedness and straightness, how do we go about improving straightness? Well, for a horse to be straight, he must be supple. A supple horse can move his neck, his haunches, and his shoulders equally in both directions without resistance, and the horse's whole body is loose and flexible. Now this makes it easier for the horse to keep his longitudinal axis in line with the curved or straight track that he is following, and therefore it helps him to stay straight. So, to help straighten the horse, you need to improve his suppleness. Now almost every lateral exercise can be used to help make the horse more supple, and therefore straighter. And they include leg yielding, shoulder fore, shoulder in, travers, renvers, and half pass. Now these exercises develop symmetry in the horse's body and limbs, which encourage throughness and elasticity and promote a more uphill cadence. Now although the more advanced exercises that we've just mentioned, such as the renvers and the half pass, might be a bit too challenging for young horses and those that are new to dressage, there are two very simple lateral exercises that anyone can use, and that's leg yield and shoulder fore. And then, as your horse becomes more confident in the work, you can mix things up and make the work more difficult by riding the exercise in different gaits, and or increasing the angle of them. So let's give you some examples, and we're going to start with the first exercise of leg yielding. Now, leg yielding is the horse's first introduction to lateral work. No collection is required, and unlike other lateral movements, the horse stays straight with just a slight flexion away from the direction of the movement. Now, this lateral movement is a great way of suppling the horse so that he can be straighter. And it's also the perfect introduction to the sideways aids so that you can teach your horse the more challenging lateral exercises later. So here's an exercise that you can practice. So the first one we're going to cover is one that's called stairs. So you're going to start riding this exercise in medium walk until the horse gets the hang of things, and then you can ride this in an active working trot. But basically what you're going to do is you're going to start by riding down the centre line, ensuring that the horse is straight between both your legs and hands. And then you're going to leg yield your horse sideways for just 3 or 4 steps. And then you're going to ride the horse straight again for a few steps. And then again, you're going to leg yield sideways for 3 to 4 steps, and you're going to repeat this until you reach the track. Now, if you're not sure exactly on how to leg yield or the aids that you need to give, then we have got a podcast episode and an article on our website, howtodressage.com. Just search for how to leg yield. Now, this is a great introductory exercise because you can keep the angle of the leg yield shallow. And because you are riding a few steps of leg yield interspersed with a few steps of riding forward, it helps the horse keep the forward thought and prevents the rider from getting too hung up without travelling sideways. Now, another leg yield exercise that you can use is spirals. Now, this exercise is a little bit more challenging because it involves riding leg yield on a circle. So what you're going to do is you're going to ride a 20 metre circle, and then you're going to leg yield in gradually until the circle is around 15 metres in diameter. Now, you need to make sure that the horse does indeed leg yield inwards rather than just drift or fall inwards. And then next, you're going to leg yield out again back onto your 20 metre circle. Now, be sure to use your inside leg and riding to your outside rein to make sure that you don't allow the horse to slide out through his shoulder. Now, as the horse becomes more supple, you can begin to ride the spiral inward onto a smaller circle of about 10 metres in diameter, but take care that the rhythm and the balance are consistent. And if the horse struggles to keep his rhythm or balance, then make the circle larger again. Now, both of these exercises will improve your horse's suppleness and throughness, and therefore improve his straightness. Now, another good exercise is shoulder four. Now, shoulder four is a simpler version of shoulder in, and it's an excellent straightening exercise. Now, the angle required for shoulder four is only around about 10 degrees, compared with shoulder in, where the angle is closer to 30 degrees. Now, in this exercise, the horse is required to take more weight onto his inside hind leg and have a slight uniform bend through his body. The shoulders are brought slightly in off the track, and the hind legs stay on the track, moving straight. So here's an example of a simple shoulder four exercise. So you're going to start by riding down the long side of the arena as though you want to ride a 10 meter circle at the first letter. And prepare your horse for the circle by riding a half halt to balance him and bringing his shoulders slightly off the track. Now, instead of continuing onto that circle, you're going to ride the horse down the long side, keeping that shoulder four positioning. And direct your inside hip down the fence, effectively telling the horse to remain bent but go straight. And use your inside leg to generate impulsion and maintain a small degree of inside flexion. Now, again, if you're not quite sure of the aids or how to ride shoulder four, we do have a podcast episode and an article on our website, howtodressage.com. Just search for the title, How to Ride Shoulder Four. Now, after a few meters, you can straighten the horse and ride this exercise again on the next long side. But remember to ride the exercises on both reins. So to wrap this episode up, Straightness is essential in the dressage horse. Now, without it, the horse cannot be connected through his back, and without connection and throughness, the horse cannot be engaged. Now, a lack of engagement leaves the horse on his forehand and lacking balance. And ultimately, without straightness, true self-carriage and collection cannot be achieved. Now, for the horse to be straight, he must also be supple. And lateral exercises are a great way of improving suppleness and therefore improving straightness. Now, you can use the simple lateral exercises that we have talked about in this podcast episode to get you going. So those are leg yielding, and you can do the stair exercise and or the spiral exercise, and also riding shoulder four. Now, once your horse is confident in these movements, you can then introduce more challenging and advanced lateral work to further refine and improve your horse's straightness. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. But to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.